Episode 1402 is Overthinking Keeping You Stuck.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It's a brand new week. Take a big deep breath. It's time to fill your mind with thoughts that are going to move you forward. The question is, though, is overthinking keeping you stuck? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I don't know about you, but the weekend has been kind of crazy. And now I feel like Monday is here and it's like I've got to breathe. But I first want to start out by saying, for those that are in California, these horrific wildfires that are happening. I don't know what it is. Every single time I turn on the news, I hope to escape the devastation, but knowing that when I come back, I don't want to find any more. And sure enough, California has been hit with devastating fires. And we have people who have been killed, and it has just been one thing after another. I have friends that have been directly impacted there in California. Please join with me in prayer, lifting up these families. If you can donate, if you are in the area near there and you can go and help with shelters and caring for these people have lost everything. And as great of a country that we live in here in the United States, we sometimes forget and take for granted what we have. So today, let's extend our generosity and our kindness and our prayers and our love to those in need. Now with that, we've got to take a deep breath because we do need to take care of ourselves in order to take care of others. And it starts with our mindset. Our mind is literally a time bomb that goes off every single time we have a thought. It can either explode us into extreme motion towards where we want to go, or it can hold us back in fear. And so the question we're addressing today is overthinking keeping you stuck? How much is overthinking keeping you stuck? You desire to move forward, right? Only to stay stuck, though, where you are most comfortable. The wheels keep turning in your head, but advancement of what you really want seems impossible. You wake up in the middle of the night with more ideas in your head than hours in a day. I've been there. I actually have a notebook and a pen next to me. Usually it's a pen because a pencil I kind of smear up, and a pen, even if I make a mistake, I just cross it out and keep writing. And I can somewhat write it in the dark. Now, my children kind of laugh at me and say, "Mom, you need a pen with a light on it like nurses and doctors do, where they come in and they can see in the middle of the night and not disrupt patients." And I kindly jokingly say, "Yeah, maybe you're right, but I don't want to wake up my husband either." So with that pad of paper, it allows me what? To release any thoughts that I have. Because we can remain trapped in our own minds. We overthink things. And for me, when I can write it down, I can let it go. Otherwise, we find ourselves saying, "What? I think I know what I must do, but wait, I need this first. And if I do that, then I have to get this before I do that." Overthinking is the art of creating problems that aren't even there. What are you creating, and what kind of problems do you have in your life that really aren't problems, but they're made up in your mind? And we're extremely talented of making a mountain out of a molehill. What mountain have you been creating in your life by overthinking? I'm sure you can come up with a lot of stories. I sure can. But what about currently in your life? Maybe you're trying to build a business from the ground up. And yeah, it's tough building a business from the ground up. I know, I've been there multiple times. And here, when I embarked on the podcast and extending now into the AIM Academy and coaching and what all that looks like, oh my goodness, there were nights that I would just sit there and go, "Okay, Lord, I am not cut out to do all that you're showing me." And so I would sit there and I would overthink things. And then it'd be a few days that would go by that I wouldn't do anything because why? I was stuck in knowing, well, what should I really do? Maybe if I do this, then I have to do these five other things before I do that. And then by doing that, I've got to do all of this, right? So we've got this mountain out of a molehill. Maybe getting healthy and really working out more is your goal. But you sit here and go, oh my gosh, I don't know where to start. I need to have equipment. Should I hire a coach or a personal trainer? Or do I need to start ordering stuff online? Do I take supplements? Where do I begin? You get it, right? We wrap ourselves up in these circles, maybe saying no more often than yes. You're trying to really get a control on your schedule. But when you're trying to say no more than yes, you're actually saying yes more than no. And you're still right back where you are. Is overthinking keeping you stuck? We got the holidays around the corner. Can you believe Christmas is 6 weeks away? Oh my goodness, where's your list? I actually asked my children this weekend for their list of Christmas, you know, things that they want. And my little Einstein Noah number four, he says, now, Mom, don't you think it's a little early? And it was funny because I thought, yeah, it really is kind of early because I really do kind of like the last minute fun things. It's just me. It's that exhilaration of watching the hustle and bustle of the holidays. And I always enjoyed going out with my dad, shopping for my mom at the last minute because we had to always do things for the church. And the church always came first. And that was just how we served as a family. And so my dad and I would go out last minute. And I so enjoyed those times walking in the mall, holding hand in hand, looking for that special gift for my mom for Christmas, that one last thing that he wanted to have. Maybe that's what you're looking for. You're trying to prepare for the holidays and you're always looking for that one last thing. But by doing so, we're overthinking everything. And so we get stuck not what? Enjoying the holidays, the whole idea of what? Family and friends and coming together and relationships, the true reason for the season. What other mountains have you been creating in your life by overthinking? Maybe you really want to spend more time with God and read the Bible more. So, oh my goodness, you've downloaded already the I'm going to read the Bible in a year, and you're looking at it going, I can't even get through the first, you know, six Bible verses before something happens, and I'm supposed to read three chapters a day. There's no way I'm going to do this. Again, we overthink things. Maybe homeschooling your children. I know for us, it was quite the process. And as they got older, I looked for co-ops and other people because I didn't want just to rely on my own expertise and my husband's expertise. I wanted to bring in other people. And so co-ops were great, but that really put us in the situation of having to organize our time more wisely. And I was one who really enjoyed the flexibility of life. Maybe it's helping your spouse live their dreams. That can be a challenge in itself. But we got to realize that we got to live our dreams too. And maybe that's what you're working on. You want to write a book. You want to do something more than feel like, okay, yeah, it's all about the laundry. It's all about doing the dishes. It's all about making dinner. I want more out of life. I want to live, love, and impact. But for some reason, you continually overthink and it keeps you stuck. You see, overthinking paralyzes your ability to take the next step. Have you ever really felt that way? Think about it. Go back to a time. It's really important that we get that sensation. Why? Because if we know the sensation, we're not going to want to go back to that sensation. And that's really key sometimes to moving forward is to understand that, wait, we experienced that and we didn't like it. And so we need to figure a way to stay away from it. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And that's all you need is that one step. It's not about the 1,400 steps to get you to the top of the mountain. It's about the one that's right in front of you. In order to get unstuck and move toward what you want in life, it all starts with the next step. That's your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Start with the next step. And don't exclude the obvious. Thinking too far ahead can stump your progress. Moving forward is simply this. Number one, decide and commit to the step nearest you. What is the closest one to you? we sometimes go even further out than what we need to do. For example, if you want to really have a healthy lifestyle, what does that really involve? Well, let's think about it and let's break it down into the basics. We got to eat healthy, we got to move more, and we got to sleep to maintain our energy. Okay? Those are some basic necessities. So let's take of all of that eating. Well, it's pretty simple. When do you eat next? 2 or 3 more hours? Great. So in the point where you come in 2 or 3 more hours to eat, you need to what? Make healthy decisions. That's your next step. It's not about going, well, I've got to plan this, you know, exorbitant amount of menus so I can figure out what I really want to feed myself and my family and what it's going to look like. And I want to try new recipes. And no, it's not. It's just, okay, at the next time I eat, I need to make sure that I'm eating healthy. What is that going to be? So if you're going out to work with friends and you go to a fast food restaurant, what does that look like? Well, you're not going to get the greasy hamburger with extra cheese and all that other stuff and a big thick bun. Maybe you decide, wait, I'm going to have a healthy salad with some grilled chicken. And, oh man, I love those fries, but I'm going to pass on those fries. And I'm going to have a healthy fruit cup. You see, you made the decision and decided to commit to your healthy eating that was nearest you, which was your next meal. That's it. And number 2, don't exclude the obvious. When you're looking at what you're doing nearest to you, don't exclude the obvious. Sometimes we think that when we overthink, oh, there should be something much more grander than what we're dealing with in life. No, it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. If you look at what Jesus did when he walked on earth, it was just all about serving the next person who came to him. The next one who said, I believe, I have faith. You need to do the same thing. Don't exclude the obvious. Number 3, it's all about excelling in the direction you want to go. If you overthink, you know you're going to do what most likely? Move backwards. You're not going to get to where you want to go. The journey is going to what? Come to a screeching halt. And you are going to be mad and frustrated. Is that really where you want to end up? So excel in the direction you want to go. And finally, number 4, if you want to excel in that direction, you have to do what? Take aim. Action ignites motivation. You have to what? Do it. Once when you decide and commit to the step nearest you and you exclude the obvious and you excel in the direction you want to go, that means you're actually what? Putting it into motion. Action ignites motivation. Take aim. Start with the next step. That next step for you might be getting some help. Oh, guess what? Some free help. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When we get stuck, sometimes we just need to regurgitate it out to someone else who can hear us and help talk us through where we are. If that's you, that might actually be your answer right here today. The next step is clicking into the show notes on the little area that says take aim, action ignites motivation. That is a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. You can't get any more, hello, here's the next step. Because guess what? When you click on that link, you and I together are going to help figure out what that next step after you take this step is going to be. So you don't have to get stuck overthinking the process of where you want to go. Your purpose must be greater than your excuses. What's greater for you today? Are you living in this swamp of excuses? And you can tell me hundreds of them. You know them like the back of your hand. And honestly, that's a scary place to be. You don't want to be stuck in fear, but when you're stuck in the swamp of excuses, that's scary. And that is where you should be afraid of. You don't want to go down that road. Your purpose must be greater than your excuses. Don't let your thoughts paralyze your journey. Today, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.